you know, it's been a little hectic, but you do what you have to do and go along and see what happens.
You know, they did the same thing with Eric Studisville here last year. What were some of your challenges when they come to you and say, coach the last three games for us?
Well, the challenge is that, one, they've made a change, and so that's always difficult and tough, not only on the person that was changed, but also on the rest of the staff, because now, right away, there's indecision about their situations and their contracts and all of those things. So, you know, they're wondering what's going to happen and when it's going to happen and how it's going to happen. So, you know, you have to be ready to deal with that. Then dealing with the media responsibilities that go along with the head coaching job. But because I've been a head coach before, that made that a little bit easier for me to handle. And so, you know, after that first week, there was hectic after the first week, and then it began to settle down a little bit. And so things are going smoother. There is less hectic.
How have you handled the defensive responsibilities?
Well, I've got very good assistant coaches that help me with the defense. I still call the defense, but as far as during the week, I'm not able to be with them as much as I was prior to being named the head coach. So I start with them, and when I have to leave, I step out and let those guys carry on. And then when I come back, they catch me up on what their thoughts are. My defensive staff has been very good about, you know, us being on the same page as far as our ideas about what we need to do to try to win the game.
From that perspective, do you expect a little different Broncos offense than in the first game or not?
No, I really don't, you know, because the offense hasn't changed, the quarterback hasn't changed, and so I think a similar approach will be in place when we play. You know, I think that playing at home, I'm sure that the Broncos will feel like that will be an advantage for them, and so we have to overcome that distraction and overcome that home field advantage, you know, for us to have a chance to win.
Can Kyle help you at all with your planning there?
Well, I'm sure Kyle has a good idea about the defensive personnel. He has a good idea about the offensive personnel and what they're capable of. But Kyle is one type of quarterback. Tebow is a different type quarterback. So some of the things that they might do with Kyle, some of the checks and things, they might not do with Tebow, you know. So I don't think that as we look at their offense that there would be similarities there as far as checking from this to that and things like that. I think the best help that he will be from the personnel standpoint and being able to tell us some strong points and some weak points.
Even when Kyle was here and starting, there was, you know, this groundswell for Tebow and this curiosity in Tim Tebow. Do you get the sense, Romeo, that you know, the weight's kind of lifted off his shoulders with the new start in Kansas City, and he doesn't have that whole Tebow thing hanging over him?
Sure. I mean, you know, any quarterback doesn't want to be looking over his shoulder, and he doesn't want to hear the clamor for another quarterback. You know, he wants to be the guy. And so, you know, I think that coming here gives him an opportunity to be more relaxed, to run the offense that that we have in place, and then just do the best he can.
Romeo, from a defensive perspective, do you want Tim Tebow in the pocket?
Oh, I'd rather have him in the pocket than running around for first downs outside the pocket. And usually when he gets outside the pocket, he runs for a first down.
What have you seen as far as his game specifically? Have you seen progress over the last month or so?
Well, sure. I mean, I saw the progress the first time we played him, and the progress was in his teammates and their belief in him about his toughness, about his resilience, about how he always bounces back and is always positive. And I saw that begin to happen, you know, when we got ready to play him the first time. And then he's been able to deliver. And so I think his teammates have really rallied around him. And probably starting off, they might not have been sold. You know, we don't know exactly what this guy is going to be able to do. But because he's so tough and he's so positive and he's made plays to help them win, he has won them over. And, you know, in this game, it takes a team. And so when you have a team, you can get a lot of things done.
How much are you getting of this is a Tebow versus Orton game. How much are you getting of that back there?
I'm not getting that back here because, one, I will try not to allow that. And I told my team this morning that it's not Kyle versus the Broncos or not Kyle versus Tebow. It's the Chiefs versus the Broncos. And it's our team versus, you know, their team. And so that's how it's going to play out.
Given that, Romeo, do you still think that Kyle's, jacked up to come play the team that kind of gave up on him so soon afterward?
Sure. I mean, he's human. I mean, hey, you would be jacked up if you're going against your old team. I mean, you know, we're all human. But the thing is that I think in this game, our players have to understand that it's a team sport, and one guy generally doesn't do it all by himself. You know, sometimes one guy can make the plays that help you win, but you can't do it without your teammates.
How about you, Romeo? Do you consider this an audition for the moving forward?
Well, you know what, that's not my decision to make. I think that the powers that be, they will look at what I've done, you know, since I've had this spot. They will talk to whoever else they need to talk to, and then I think that they will make the decision that they think is best for them. Now, if that includes me, it does, and if it doesn't include me, it doesn't. You know, all I can do is put my best foot forward, and I was told that I would be talked to at the end of the year, and that's not far off, and so then we'll see what happens after that.
I know you ended up winning the game, but did you have any moments leading up to Green Bay thinking, I can't believe I have the Packers in the first game?
Well, you know what? You look at it and you say, hey, of all the teams to start with, I have to start with an undefeated team that really is a buzzsaw and have been playing very well. But, you know, we in athletics or in football, we kind of accept challenges. You know, that's why we play the game. And so when a challenge comes, you try to show your best and be at your best. And our guys, they were at their best. They played hard, and we played well enough to win. And so we feel good about that. And last week we didn't feel as good because we didn't win. And so now we got one more game to kind of show what we're about.
Is it tough knowing that no matter what happens in your game, one of your two most hated rivals is going to win the division?
Well, it was tough last week when we didn't win, and then we found out that Buffalo had won. You know, that was tough. But you have to put things behind you. We have another game to play, so we are putting the focus on trying to win a division game on the road.
Romeo, can you take anything from what the Patriots did against Tebow, or are they a little different than when you were there?
Well, they're a little different than when I was there. I think that they play a little bit more 4-3 concept, and when I was there, we were playing more 3-4 concept, you know. So, I mean, you know, I looked at the game and tried to determine what they were doing and if we could use any of it, but you know, then you still have to look at your players and see who you have, because I don't have the Patriot players. And, you know, and eight of those guys made it to the Pro Bowl.
Romeo, when you look at the Denver's defense, what's your impressions of the pass-rushing duo of Dumervil and Von Miller? I know he's been hurt lately, but, you know, is stopping them going to be the key for you guys?
I think it has to be. You know, if when we throw the ball, we have to get those guys blocked and we have to slow them down. And that's no easy task because they are exceptional football players. They have excellent quickness coming off the edge. They can also go speed to power. You know, if you get a little lax, then they can end up pushing you back on the quarterback. You know, so they definitely pose some problems that we have to handle.
How big of a break would you catch if Dawkins and even Quentin Carter are unavailable at the safety position here?
Well, what we look at and what we talk about during the week is we assume everybody is playing. And if somebody doesn't play, I don't think we can ever say that, okay, well, that's great or anything like that, because I know that in the NFL, the guy who steps in is a good player, and he can play and he can produce. So you never underestimate your opponent, and so we have to go and play the best we can play.